NASA is one of the few domestic agencies that would grow under President Bush's budget proposal for the next fiscal year. Even so, it's not clear how the space agency would carry out its long-term promise to maintain the space station. NASA has promised its international partners that it will transport people and materials to and from orbit, but NASA also is planning to retire the space shuttle in 2010 to make room in its budget for grander space exploration plans. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
NASA's first task is to fix the space shuttle and get it flying, at least long enough to finish construction of the space station. That will require about 5 flights a year between now and 2010. And Marcia Smith at the Congressional Research Service says the United States has written agreements with its international partners to do a lot more than that.
There are a lot of obligations in there about taking people up and taking cargo up and especially bringing things back. Nobody but the U.S. at this point has the ability to bring things back to Earth. Other than the Russians in their Soyuz spacecraft, when they're bringing people back, they can bring a very, very small amount of cargo, but it's a very small amount.
It's actually harder to bring stuff back to Earth than it is to get into space to begin with. The space station program was designed to accomplish this by mounting experiments on big racks, which could be carried up to orbit and back again on the space shuttle.
And that was one of the big benefits of having the shuttle for the space station that the Russians did not have when they had their space stations. They operated 7 space stations, and they regretted that the one thing they really didn't have was a way to bring stuff back.
NASA has simply not figured out how it's going to solve this problem once the shuttle retires. One possibility, at least for relatively small objects, is to enlist private companies. Charles Miller, president and CEO of Constellation Services International in Dayton, Ohio, says his company is working on the easier part of this equation, getting stuff up there.
The biggest barrier to cargo delivery to space station is what we call the last mile problem. You've got lots of launch vehicles that can deliver a decent-sized cargo into orbit near the space station. But if you're going to spend $100 billion on the space station and you have astronauts living on it, the last thing you want to do is crash into it and risk their lives.
His company is developing a cargo canister that he hopes will be reliable enough to provide this service. Getting stuff down is also possible, he says.
It's more expensive to do that than it is to take cargo up only, but there's ways for commercial firms to do that too.
The European Space Agency is also thinking about this conundrum. It has developed a cargo tug called the ATV, which can carry 9 tons of supplies up to the space station. Once at the station, the tug will be packed with garbage and jettisoned, burning up in the atmosphere. Jörg Feustel-Buchel at the European Space Agency says the ATV could do more.
We are thinking of adding a small reentry capsule on top of the ATV that could be used in order to retrieve cargo. And that would not be such a complicated development that it could not be done in a few years.
But this system would also carry far less than the space shuttle could. So Feustel-Buchel says it may be necessary to rethink the use of large experiment racks as the basic unit of research aboard the space station.
I think it's more clever to just replace some of the essential parts, and that can certainly also be done with smaller transportation systems.
Since it's NASA's responsibility to get stuff back to Earth from the space station, the United States would have to pay for or barter for this service. Feustel-Buchel says the freight is just one issue.
Maybe the most critical part is going to be the crew transportation.
NASA plans to build a new vehicle to get people into space once the shuttle is retired, but that won't be ready until 2014 at the earliest, years after the space shuttle has stopped flying.
Crew transportation will hinge to some extent, or to a large extent, on the Russian Soyuz vehicle.
But there are problems there, too. Right now, NASA is forbidden to buy Russian space hardware under a law that's designed to pressure Russia to limit its arms sales to Iran. So in the end, solutions to space station transport will be a matter of politics as much as it will be about technology and budgets. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.